This is your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti. So how did this whole economic crisis start anyway? To begin, it's important you understand just what brought on our current economic crisis. An unfortunate but common historical occurrence in markets and economies are boom and bust cycles. The extreme of these cycles is known as an economic bubble. Bubbles usually occur when easy credit is made available by governing bodies like the Federal Reserve, and then investors pile into one particular asset, causing unreasonable demand and excessive prices. In the 1990s, it was the dot-com stocks. When that market bubble collapsed, the issuer of our money, called the Federal Reserve, started to lower interest rates to stem off the stock market fall. The situation was made worse by the Y2K scare and then the terrorist attacks of 9/11. When these three events occurred within a relatively short time of each other, the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates, which is the rate you and I borrow money at, to unreasonably low levels and kept them there for an extended period of time. With all this easy-to-obtain and low-cost credit now available, investors here, and indeed worldwide, piled into the favorite asset of the time, real estate. The perception by our government and our citizens that everyone should own a home, coupled with these ultra-low interest rates, fostered an ever-increasing and unreasonable demand in the housing sector. Thus began the meteoric rise of house prices, whereby banks used to hold their own mortgages and care about whether a borrower paid off a home loan or not. The banking sector began packaging up bundles of home loans and selling them off to large investors worldwide. Thus, the banks no longer cared who they loaned money to. With commissions, fees, and sales charges being made on every transaction, from the realtor to the rating agency to the banks, even down to the taxes collected by cities and governments, everyone joined the party and encouraged riskier and riskier loans so people could buy more and more houses. As house prices skyrocketed, everyone and their brother got in on the action, and our massive housing bubble was born. As in all bubbles, when prices get too high, fewer buyers can afford them anymore, and sales start to slow. When the sales slow, sellers emerge, and the bubble begins to deflate. As more and more houses come onto the market, buyers are soon overwhelmed, and sellers begin to outnumber buyers. House prices begin to fall. Adjustable rate mortgages then began to reset higher, and defaults began to soar. As defaults began to rise, the banking system, who also managed to leverage the whole mess 10-to-1 with their gambling, began to run short of cash and started selling their assets to cover the losses. With the whole world now selling homes and everything else they had to cover the loan defaults, house prices accelerated downward, causing more homeowners to owe more than their homes are worth, which eventually started a vicious downward spiral of declining home prices and rising defaults. The bubble had popped, and now the cleanup remains. Unfortunately for our world economies, the gambling and the leveraging that the banks undertook to make their billions now went in reverse. Because of the amounts involved, literally trillions of dollars, the collapse almost brought most of the world economies to their knees. Only the power of the printing press and the ability to run up huge deficits by governments stemmed off a worldwide bankruptcy. But because the money the governments have used is really just borrowed money, the fix is only temporary. You can't solve a debt problem with more debt. And that seems to be an easy lesson for all of us to learn, except those trying it, of course. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of this station. This has been your Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberti.